Hey everybody, this is Josh Latimer. Welcome to another Quick Talk Raw. I am hanging out in Michigan, man. I'm having a good time. I got family up here. It's beautiful summer weather. I miss Costa Rica, but not as much as I thought that I may. But I am here for a month, and I've only been here so far less than 2 weeks. So we'll see how it goes. But today, I had a conversation with a friend about firing customers. And I've talked about this in the past, but I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast. So let's talk about that. We all have the annoying customer that they're more than just picky. They're not just picky. They're a thorn in your side. You just can't make them happy. And even before some of these people are your customers, you can kind of feel them coming. You can smell them. You'll go do an estimate for somebody or you'll meet with a prospective client and you just got that feeling, man. And in my experience, that's the point where you need to run or price your job so high that it makes up for it. But there came a day in my business when we actually let go, I think it was about 12 or 15 customers. And when I say let go, it's funny because we gave them a call and fired them. And I'll tell you about that more in a minute. But when you're small, you're more in survival mode. And you just need revenue. And so you'll bend over backwards. At least I know we did. I mean, I would do anything just to serve people. And sometimes it seemed like no matter what we did, it was never enough. It wasn't good enough. You just couldn't make them happy. So what do you do about that? Is it worth it? I'll tell you, as I started hiring employees, it became more of a problem than it was when it was just me. Now, I was willing to take some abuse and bend over backwards. But when you have a team and they're being treated horribly by certain people, it really can kill your morale, man. And the morale in your company is really important, especially this time of year. Now, I'm recording this in July 1st, actually, so we just came out of the month of June. For a lot of businesses around the country, this is like the busiest time of the year. I mean, we make a large portion of our income in this window of time. And so when your team is going hard and you're sending your guys or girls to these customers' homes, it can be very depressing and discouraging. And it basically got to a point for us where we were big enough where we just didn't need to take it anymore. And I should have done this earlier. I would see my team come in and go into a callback or go into a second or third callback over little nitpicky things where we had done everything that we could possibly do, but there's always something else that they could point to show why they're not satisfied. Now, I should be clear here because we all make mistakes and we have to stand behind our work. I'm not talking about those people. I'm not talking about someone who's just picky. I'm talking about someone who stands over your shoulder, constantly is criticizing your team, and constantly drives you crazy. Or sometimes they won't even pay you, or they'll take a really long time to pay you, and they always have a reason why, and they always want something for cheaper, and they're always beating you up on the price and complaining and things like that. So I think as business owners, we gotta remember that our companies are here to serve us. And when we say that our companies are here to serve our customers, that's only partially true. The reason we choose to serve our customers ultimately is to serve ourselves, to serve our own why. And some people forget why they even went in business. Maybe you've been doing this for 5 or 10 years and you work really hard and you pass out at night when you go to bed. But have you stopped lately and asked yourself, you know, what am I doing? Why did I do this in the first place? And is my company really serving my why right now? Am I moving closer towards the dreams and goals that I had in the beginning, or am I moving farther away? And why am I putting up with this? Well, it's okay to put up with things. It's okay to endure hardships as long as you're on pace, on course to hit your personal why, to arrive at your destination. But for me, man, it just got to a point where we were fed up. So I came into the office one day and pulled my office manager in my office and said, look, I want you to pull a list of all of our, you know, bad customers. And we kind of knew who they were. It was a short list, maybe 12 or 15 people. So we pulled a list, printed them off, got on the phone and literally called them and fired them. And we didn't do it in a horribly mean way. We just said, hey, Mary, or whatever their name was, this is Josh over at Birds Beware Window Cleaning. We're just giving you a courtesy call. We were reviewing your account and, you know, you're not really a good fit for our company. So we wanted to give you a courtesy call, let you know that we're not going to be able to service your account anymore. If you want, I can email you over maybe some other recommendations, but we just wanted to notify you that we won't be able to schedule any further services for you. And the response was crazy. Like people were just silent on the phone. Like, what? What are you talking about, Josh? what are you talking about? And it really flipped the tables on him. And we had people call us back and say, well, no, I don't want to know. I want you. I don't want. And we just wouldn't do it. We said, nope, we're done. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you, right? It was a pretty empowering thing. It really fired up my team. And I don't know. I just thought I'd share that today. So I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to keep this short today. I just want to encourage you that you're in control. Nothing in your business is as out of control as you think it is. You're still the person in charge. You are the executive decision maker. And be a little empowered. If you have someone who's just a nightmare, cut them loose, man. Don't sacrifice your mental health and your long-term vision for your company on the altar of some short-term revenue from a bad customer. You know, the customer is not always right. And you should live by that motto probably most of the time, but there are a lot of nasty people out there, and it can do a lot more damage in your company, especially if you have employees, than good. So don't sacrifice your why, your vision, your dreams on the altar of short-term revenue by, you know, serving people that don't appreciate what you do at all and you can never make happy. That's just a bad way, man. So have a great 4th of July weekend. Everybody that's listening to this, we actually had 6,000 downloads of this podcast in the last 30 days. It's been really amazing. So please give me a review on iTunes. I don't have as many reviews as I want. I know you have to click it and create an account and do it. It's a huge value to me. I count it as a personal favor. Please go do that. Share it. Subscribe as well. That way you get these downloaded automatically rather than coming to the website, which I know a lot of you do. That's it. Take care. God bless. We'll see you out there.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.